The Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis brings down the din of Demai. The Gemara says that if you lekech te'enim ma'am ha'aretz, if you buy te'enim from an ha'aretz, b'malkim shabnei adam darsin, oichel men arai, you could eat from them arai u'ma'asr in Demai. You have to take off ma'asvus, but you only have to treat it as Demai, not as vaday tavel. And the Gemara says, we see from here, the rei v'amei aretz ma'asr in hein, the really rei v'amei aretz, we could assume they take off ma'asvus, and midarais, when you buy it from an ha'aretz, you don't have to assume that it's a real suffix if it's tevel. But midrabbanan, they're machmir, they should treat it like demai because they decided to be machmir when you buy from an amaretz. And this is the din of demai that we have b'chalat arakula, that when you buy something from an amaretz, we have to be machmir that maybe the maizes weren't taken off, but it's not treated like a real tevel daraisa because rev amaretz ma'asenhein, rev amaretzim do take off maizes. It's only a chumad darabbanan, they're machmir, there's certain maizes you have to take off. Now, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Asam Daraisa, Klal Vav has a very sadistic chakira, how to understand this gezerah of Demai, the Chacham made. Chacham placed a gezerah that when you buy Peres and Amaretz, you have to be machmer and treat it like Demai. What's the pshat in this gezerah? The Gemara says a really, really midaraisa, you could go basa rev amaratzim, take off maisris, and there's no chashash, it's only chashash darabanan. So is it the pshat that Chachamim said that even though midaraisa you could go basa rev, but midarabanan, they were machmir, that maybe what you're buying happens to be from the miyot. This amaretz you bought from is from the miyot amaratzim that are not meiser, and you have to be chayshish, and maybe what you're buying is tevel, and therefore you have to take off meisers. Or is the pshat that no, they're really midarais, even midarabanan, we're not really chayshish, what you're buying is tevel. We have a right to go basa raif. But they created a new iser midarabanan, they made an iser atzmi, and they said that being that there are people that don't take off meisers, therefore they asered anyone who buys some amaretz midarabanan, we treat it like it's tevel, and you have to take off maizes. So if you're the first tzad, they're being chayshish, and maybe what you're buying happens to be tevel. And the second tzad is saying, we don't care if it is or not, they made a new iser midivram. What would the nafkamina be? Nafkamina would be, if you bought from an amaretz, you didn't take off maizes, and you ate it, and it happens to be that klapishman galia, that what you bought was not a problem, that amaretz was meiser, he did take off maizes. So did you do anything wrong? So if you're the first shot, you didn't really do anything wrong because the whole reason is to be chayshish and maybe he didn't take off maizes. Over here, he did take off maizes, he did nothing wrong. Maybe he had a machshava niskaven lechol basa chazir, but all of the basa tlam. Maybe your machshava was wrong, but the maizes, he didn't do any iser. If you're the second side, he did do an iser because chachamim placed an iser midivrayim on buying from amaretz. Just because he happened to take off maizes doesn't make a difference. The maizes, they created an iser midivrayim and you were over on that iser darabanan that they placed. So Rabbi Yosef Engel brings beautiful raya to the second son. The Gemara in Chulin and Dafav talks about one of the Amorayim who ate a tarayvus of demai, ate peris that were demai in a tarayvus. The Gemara says, how can you do that? Not allowed to eat peris of demai. And the Gemara answers, the Amorayim said, lava data yana chiname, I didn't realize. I made a mistake. I didn't realize it was demai. Frek the Gemara Kasha, but we have a cloud, behemtim shel tzadikim, ena kadosh bachu mevi takala yadam, Tzadikim atzim lo kosher, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shame at tzadikim that they shouldn't do an aver even b'shagig. So how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this amira to eat something which is demai? L'chayra HaKadosh Baruch Hu shame at tzadikim, even behemdom shel tzadikim, not to do averis even b'shagig. So how could such a thing happen? That's the Gemara's kasha. So effectively, Yosef Engel, he says, what type of kasha is that? Maybe, yeah, he ate the peris demai from amaretz, but maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked out that what he ate happened to not be tevel, and we happens to be that amaretz did take off maizes, and he did nothing wrong. So there is no takala over here. So I can ask a kasha, how can he eat this if behemdom shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala yadam? So Yosef Engel says, and the fact that Gemara asked such a kasha is a raya that Chachamim made an iser atzmi. They made an iser gomer b'tayrus vadim midivrayim because there's a miyot that are not maizer. They said midirabanan, there's an iser be'etzim on any peres of an amaretz. And therefore, if he ate those peres, he's ayran iser midivrayim, even if it happens to be that they were mu'usr. But that iser vadim midivrayim is there, and that would be the reason for the Gemara's kasha. So that's his raya, which he says is a raya mukrachas, that demai is not just a shash, and maybe you were eating as an iser, but even if it happens to be mu'usr, klapishon and galia, but there's a new iser vadim midivrayim, the chachamim placed on peres, which are demai, peres that you buy from an amaretz.